From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The House has acted and in the space of 5 days, first rejected, then approved today, the $700 billion rescue plan for the financial system. It's been signed into law, and now the questions are, what happens next? Will the plan actually work? And what else should Washington do? Well, here with their answers to those questions are two economists, Adam Posen of the Peterson Institute for International Economics in Washington. Hiya. Adam,
thanks for having me, Robert.
And Professor Kenneth Rogoff of Harvard, who joins us from Cambridge. Welcome back to the program.
Great, thanks.
First question, Kenneth Rogoff, is what happened today enough to get lenders lending again and keep borrowers in business? And if so, when should we see that all start happening?
Well, I think it'll be a shot of adrenaline because beyond the deep-seated problem that the banking system's balance sheet's a mess, there was just a panic going on in the financial sector. People were clearing out of anything that they didn't think was insured by the government. We're not just talking about individuals, but hedge funds, pension funds, institutions, wealthy individuals. And it was really a catastrophe. It was a good old-fashioned bank run like we had back in the 19th century. We had to do something, and I think this will provide some confidence for a while. It's a shot of adrenaline into a sick patient. Maybe the Fed will cut the interest rate to add to it. But I don't think this is going to nearly go all the way to solve the problems. They're going to come back in 1 month, 6 months, and Congress is going to have to go back to the drawing board and dig deeper.
Adam Posen, do you agree with that, that there might be more hundreds of billions of dollars required before this is put out?
I'm a little bit more optimistic than Ken. I agree that right now the big issue was this outright panic. And when you have an outright panic, the idea is to show up and say, make an orderly move to the exits. And they did that. The issue of more money going forward depends very much on how they implement the plan, which I know sounds boring. But if they really do restructure some mortgages and put some real money into the banks rather than just buying at current face value, current market value, then they will have a lasting difference. Most importantly, I think there's a win-win there because a lot of people in Congress were concerned this wouldn't do enough for mortgages and mortgage holders. But if they don't restructure the mortgages, these assets will be no more liquid than they were. So I think the government can play a useful role there.
But this sense of panic, Kenneth Rogoff, that you talked about, is it simply psychological, or were people reacting at some level rationally to the condition of the financial sector?
Well, I think both, but the panic went beyond the condition of the financial sector. And, you know, frankly, when you have the President of the United States, the leaders of Congress, the Secretary of the Treasury, and the head of the Federal Reserve all say that the world is going to come to an end if we don't pass this, naturally, people are going to be a little bit panicked. But I do think there are deeper problems in the financial sector. This just isn't going to solve. I think if you look at what they pretend to do here, it's almost like financial alchemy of turning these junk bonds into liquid gold. The private sector couldn't figure out how to do it. These same investment bankers that the Treasury is going to subcontract into working out the loans, they couldn't figure it out when they were in the private sector. This issue has been hanging around for a while. I think there needs to be more muscle here. They need to really put auditors in, close down the insolvent banks. They're throwing money not just at good banks but weak banks, and then give money to the strong banks, but in return for some kind of preferred stock, give the taxpayer something more. And this plan, it's just too voluntary, I think, to really catalyze the system to get to normalcy again.
Adam Posen?
Again, I largely agree, but that's why I emphasize the idea of the government showing its muscle in terms of what are called cram downs, forcing rewriting of mortgages. And I think it is a little bit disingenuous to say the investment bankers couldn't figure it out. There was also a legal problem that you couldn't get all the bondholders together and put back together again the mortgages that were all split up. The government should be in a position to do that, and there's no shortage of unemployed real estate and security lawyers they can get now.
Just one last question to both of you. People, Americans are concerned both about this financial crisis that has been so much at the top of the headlines for the past couple of weeks, and also about the drumbeat toward recession and news of still high unemployment. To what degree are the two related? To what degree does what happened today help avert a recession, or is it a completely different issue, Adam?
I think it helps avert a recession in a small way, but it basically, like many other things over the last year, is about ruling out the really bad outcome. It doesn't necessarily reverse the general tendency of the economy. One could make the case that even without the financial problems, the U.S. economy had been running too hot for too long, and it was time for things to slow down. We had borrowed too much. So I think today's action is really much more about preventing the worst from happening, not shortening any recession that occurs.
You agree with that, Kenneth Rogoff?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there was really a bottomless pit here. I do think we'll have a significant recession out of this, maybe the worst in 25 years. But I do come back to the point that I think maybe, as Adam said, the government has to exert muscle. He says cram down. I think the financial services industry fought back very successfully for having a more forceful bill. And if the Treasury tries to act beyond the framework it's given, it's going to get in trouble. But that's the big question of when it's going to come back into the President and Congress's lap.
Well, gentlemen, thanks to both of you, Kenneth Rogoff of Harvard University and Adam Posen of the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
Thank you.
Thank you.